From sunny Minnesota, this is the Polaris Podcast, brought to you by the Polaris Help Center. I am Joe Ziemer, and I am not an expert. So to learn the ins and outs of snowmobile trail riding, I found an expert. Back in March at the Polaris Spring Sales Meeting in Dallas, I sat down with Team Polaris athlete Levi LaValle. Before he became a professional snowmobile racer, before he was setting world records, and before he was winning X Games medals, Levi was a kid riding his sled on the trails of Minnesota. So who better to teach us about trail riding? Let's learn from a pro. Well, we're thrilled to have Levi here to help us learn a little about riding on the trails. Levi, for those who are new to snowmobiling, why don't you introduce yourself to us and tell us your background?
For sure. So my name is Levi LaValle, and I am a professional snowmobiler, world record holder for longest distance jump on a snowmobile, 13-time X Games medalist, snowcross champion, and you know, pretty much anything and everything snowmobile. I've been doing that my whole life.
Not a bad resume right there. How is post-racing life treating you these days?
Post-racing's going well. You know, the thing that's been really fun for me is I started off riding snowmobiles when I was a kid with my family, and I really acquired this passion for snowmobiling, and that led to snowcross racing, and it led to freestyle and distance jumps and, you know, riding around in St. Paul and all these crazy things. And now it's kind of fun because it's come full circle, and now I'm back to the original riding that I did and the passion that I fell in love with so long ago. So it's been really, really an awesome time now being able to get back to that.
We're talking about trail riding today. Do you have any favorite places to go ride trails on? And you're a Minnesota guy, so is there a Minnesota trail that you like better than all the other ones?
Oh, goodness. You know, I really love just like the local stuff that I ride. You know, I actually just went for a ride last week, and I went on Snowway 1, which is on, it's kind of on the south side of Walker, Minnesota. And it was an awesome, like, I went over to Akeley and then to Hackensack and around that way. And there's like some of the best windy, like tons of turns up and over hills. And like that stuff I just absolutely love. So that was one that just popped into my mind. But there's so many good ones. Like I was over on the North Shore riding over by Lutzen. And I mean, the trails there were great. And, you know, it's just so much fun when you find a nice trail that's windy and got hills and kind of can, you know, rip down pretty aggressively. Those are the ones that I really have fun with.
So if someone out there is thinking about taking the plunge and getting into snowmobiling for the first time, where do they start?
So, I mean, snowmobiling can be intimidating to some, but it's really a very simple thing to get. You know, first thing, go out, you get yourself a sled, get yourself some gear to make sure you stay warm. And, you know, then there's just a few like minor things. You know, it's nice to have like a little toolkit, some of those things just so, you know, in case anything goes wrong, in case there's an accident, that you're a little bit prepared for that. So outside of that, it's a very simple thing to get into.
What about for youth riders? When you started off as a kid, what do you remember back doing for the first time? And if someone's saying alive, have like a 10-year-old son or whatever, what do you recommend to them?
I would say for the younger riders, I mean, it's first getting them familiar with riding. You know, if they haven't been on anything before, it's, you know, teaching them how the throttle works, how the brake works, how the cornering does, and teaching them like how to lean. You know, when you lean into a corner, it helps, you know, helps hold the sled down, and you know, some of the basic like riding techniques. Once you kind of teach them that, and then you can kind of go into trail etiquette and, you know, how you go about going down the trail and learning these different things. So it's just kind of in steps. As they get older, you start talking more about the trail riding, but a lot of times people will start off just riding in a field or riding in an open area where, you know, there's less obstacles, less things to be concerned with, and they can kind of, you know, kind of feel it out and say, okay, here's what it is. And a lot of times that's what it is. It's just getting on this machine and trying it. And you go, oh, okay, I can see how, like, when I turn, if I'm not leaning, it can be tippy. Or I know, like, when I goose the throttle, it accelerates, which kind of throws me back. And it's just learning what the machine will do when you're on it.
Now, if you're an adult starting for the first time, there are a lot of resources out there for you. If you're thinking about taking a clinic or a class, what do you look for in terms of something that's going to give you that good foundation?
I would say as far as like an adult getting into snowmobiling that hasn't been there, I mean, I would just look for, you know, just technique and just more explaining what snowmobiling's about. You know, what do they do? And I mean, because the unique thing about snowmobiling is it's like nothing else. I mean, the way that they accelerate, the way that they corner, the way that they do things are similar to other vehicles, but none of them are combined into one and do that. So that's what's so unique about snowmobiling. And I think that's what I fell in love with, was the power and the acceleration and being able to corner and stuff. So for a person that's getting into it, it's just looking for somebody that's going to help explain, you know, what is the ins and outs of snowmobiling and how to have the best experience.
Choosing a snowmobile is a big step too. What makes a good trail snowmobile?
What makes a good trail snowmobile? I mean, that's a great question. You know, it all depends on your riding style and the conditions you ride in. You know, for some people, like as you progress as a snowmobiler, you may start looking at off trail. You hear a lot of people talking about crossovers. And, you know, if you are going to do crossover, that means you're going off into the fresh snow and playing in the deeper snow, which means you'll need a little bit longer track, probably longer paddles, just so you can maneuver in that deep snow. Now, when you're on the trail, those sleds still work fine, but you know, they're typically not the ideal machine. So, and some of the other things too, is like, if you get into, you'll hear people talk about ditch banging or stuff like that, where that you're kind of riding through the ditches, jumping road approaches, doing things like that, which would mean you need stiffer suspension to absorb those hard impacts. But a trail sled, you know, what you want on a trail sled is you want something that has really supple suspension that will kind of absorb the bumps. So essentially, you don't feel those bumps as you're hitting them. So it gives you a nice, cushy ride. And I think that's probably the biggest one, is like making sure you have a suspension that's, you know, that's set up for your body weight and your riding style. And then also, for trail riding, it's finding one that's nice and stable in the turns so that it's not real tippy. It's able, you know, if you get on a sled, like for instance, if you get on a mountain sled, they're a lot taller, they're really narrow, and your experience on the trail will be less than desirable simply because the thing is built to tip over. It's built to tip on edge. And that's where, you know, if a person gets on that and that's their first trail riding experience, they'll be like, wow, this is terribly hard. You know, but it's not the right machine for the application. So you want something that's nice and stable, something that's got a good width, and then, you know, something that has very supple suspension.
Now that you're back to being a trail rider primarily, what sort of models do you like, the type of riding you do? What's your favorite sled?
So right now, like I still have the urge to jump, right? I still have that racer mentality, like, hey, I think I could jump that. And so I don't know how long that will last. But right now I'm really a fan of the XCRs, you know, the Switchback XCR, the Indy XCR. Some of those ones are some of my favorites simply because they have more of a kind of a racer mentality, we'll say. They're kind of built a little bit heavier duty suspension. So if you want to go hit a road approach, you know, you have the suspension under you to take that impact, and they still can get down the trail fairly aggressive. So that's the ones that I kind of lean towards. But, you know, I also am a big fan of off-trail riding. So then I really start leaning towards the Switchback Assault 144. I have an Indy XC 137, which is more trail driven. But it's with the 137, you have a little bit more length where I can still get off trail and play a little bit. So a lot of it depends on the conditions and what kind of riding I'm going to do. So that's like one of the biggest things though that I would tell people is you really have to identify what kind of riding you do and what kind of conditions you'll be in when you're trying to select the snowmobile that you want. Because if you get on, like I said, if you get on an RMK, a mountain sled, and you try to go trail riding with it, you're not going to have the best experience.
Well, we're here in Texas right now for the spring sales meeting. A lot of new features were unveiled for the Polaris Trail lineup last night. What have you thought so far? Have you had a chance to play around with some of these things?
I'm thinking Matrix VR1. I'm thinking it's going to be a good season in 2021. You know, one thing that was really cool is the new 7S display. And I mean, we're talking this thing is like having your laptop on your computer. It is so cool. You can do so many things with it. And the group ride feature where you can kind of keep track of your other riders. So everyone links up through the Ride Command app in the snowmobile. So you can kind of keep track of where all your friends are, which I haven't been able to play with it yet, but I'm really anxious to, simply because I know that my group has lost me and I've lost where I am. So that way they can keep track of me. And you can actually, there's a feature where you can see where the other people rode, what their track was, so that you can actually go down the exact same thing. So out on the trail, you know, you see somebody takes a right and then there's an intersection and you don't know which way to go. You simply go, oh, here's the leader. He went this way. So it kind of keeps the group together. So I'm excited for that. For that feature. And then also you can make custom screens with all the different gauges you want, whether it's you want the temperature, the elevation, all of the different things that you can think of. They have it all and you can customize your screen to be exactly what you want. So really excited about that. The Matrix platform, I can't wait to get out on it. Like, talking to some of the guys, they said literally best trail snowmobile ever. And I'm like, oh man, that gets me excited. Like, I can't wait to get out and try it. So, you know, getting out, I hope to get on one here yet this season and do a little bit of riding so I can just experience it firsthand. But, you know, what I was told is the things are, they're so stable on the trail, and the way that they have the suspension configured, it absolutely munches up all the bumps. So it's going to be a great trail sled.
One thing you mentioned earlier was learning trail etiquette. What are some of the pieces of trail etiquette that are really good for a new snowmobile rider to learn?
Yeah, so I would say the number one most important thing is stay right. And you'll see that when you go to different trails and you go to different places, it'll say keep right or whatever. And it really is just essentially just like when you're on the highway. We always stay on the right side of the road, you know. So what happens is there's no center line on the trail, and people have a tendency to turn, to cut in on the corner. So let's say it's a left-hand turn, and you swing over into the left lane. The issue is if somebody's coming around that turn, and maybe there's a hill on that corner, so it's a blind corner, so you can't see around it, you know, you're liable to hit an oncoming snowmobile. And that's one of the biggest things, is just make sure that you stay right, you know, just so we don't have any, you don't have an accident, you don't have any incident that way. You know, another one is really identifying, like if you have riders with you, it's just really nice to let people know, like, hey, you know, one of the things that you do as you approach another rider is you just give a hand signal saying, I have two more riders behind you. So you just say, you just have two fingers up saying there's two more guys behind, just so they're aware of it, so that they're cautious until they get by those ones. So I think that's a really, really important one to remember. And you know, those two are the two big ones, I would say. And then also, you know, even though, you know, you're on your own little trail, remember that it's not a crosswalk when you come up to the highway. You have to stop and you have to make sure you look. And even when you're coming up on driveways, many of the trails will cross people's driveways. And I look every time, because you never know if somebody's going to be driving down the driveway. Chances are slim that they'll be there, but you want to make sure that you don't, you know, ever cross a driveway or a road without looking both ways.
Before we head out on the ride, what makes for good riding apparel? What do you make sure you're wearing when you go out on the trails?
A lot of the apparel that you wear, you just have to make sure you have the adequate amount of layers and warmth for the temperature. If you know it's going to be 10 below, you want to make sure that everything is covered. You don't want any exposed skin, because it'll get frostbite. The thing that's great about it is now the gear that's made is so good that, you know, 10 below is not a concern. Like, you can go out and ride and you can have a good time at 10 below. And that's what I think is really cool about snowmobiling, is most people go, it's 10 below, I'm not moving from my house. And you're a snowmobiler, you're like, I'm going to go have me a good time today. That's what's so cool about snowmobiling. But you just got to make sure that you have the right gear. You know, if it's cold like that, make sure that you've got multiple layers and you've got a heavy coat. And like I said, making sure that you have a good balaclava or a face mask to cover any exposed skin. And the other element that you want to be aware of is, you know, if you have a open face helmet or, you know, a full face helmet, you want to be aware of where your breath is going, simply so, you know, you run into fogging issues with your goggles or your shield. And you just want to make sure that you kind of are aware of that, because if you're, you know, just start breathing on your shield, if it's not heated or something, it'll start fogging up with those cold temperatures. So you just want to be aware of that. And it's something that, you know, there's a lot of information on the internet and on different places to find out, like, how to remedy that, how to, you know, essentially solve that problem before it happens. So just go online, kind of search out what information there is with the shield. But outside of that, I mean, the gear nowadays is incredible. And like I said, it allows you to do something when everyone else is huddled up in their house.
What else are you packing when you go out for a ride? What are you making sure is either in a bag or around your snowmobile or in your person?
Yeah. So a lot of times when I go out riding, I mean, it's nice to have a few of the simple ones. You know, I always like to have a strap or two with me, you know, just a regular ratchet strap, something like that. Because if you, for some reason, you know, you have an incident or another rider with your group has an incident, you fall off the trail and let's say you hit a ski on a tree or something, and you have to get yourself out of there. Maybe then you have one, it'd be a toe strap. It could be used as a toe strap. Two, if you have to do an on-trail fix of some sort, you know, say you have a broken tie rod or you have an arm that's broke, you're able to use that. It's a very versatile thing to have. So I always like to have a strap with, you know, a crescent wrench or an adjustable wrench is always nice. So if there's a nut or bolt that's coming loose, or in a set of pliers is always nice to have, a screwdriver, that, you know, double-ended one with a Phillips and a regular on it, you know, just a few of those tools that are more universal. It's always nice to have that just in case. The chances of you using them are very slim, but it's always better to be prepared than not. So I like to have that. Obviously, it's great to have your phone with, because then you have a connection to the world then in case anything happens. A lot of times you can find service to get out. And, you know, outside of that, there's, you know, it's nice to have a granola bar or something just in case. And I always like to take and I always make sure I have a Red Bull with me just for a little pit stop. So, but other than that, it's like trail riding and stuff. It does pretty good. You're also, I just thought of this too. Another one that's really nice is it's nice to have an extra set of gloves just for some reason. If you have to get stuck or anything where your hands will get wet, it's always nice to have a dry set of gloves. So I always like to pack an extra set.
When it comes to in-season maintenance, what do we need to keep an eye on throughout the winter?
One of the things that I think gets overlooked is that the snowmobiles, these machines are built with nuts and bolts. And we all know that nuts can come loose on the bolts, right? So like one of the things that I always do, and I do this right off the get when I get a new snowmobile, even though they have thread locker and they have different things, is I just as kind of an insurance on it, I always put some thread locker on all the exposed nuts and bolts on the suspension, all of the moving parts. You know, I try to do the steering, the A-arms, the rear suspension. You know, I put a wicking grade thread locker. Loctite makes it. It's the green one. And what it is that you can put it on an already set up nut and bolt, and it will run in there and then cure so that your nuts and bolts don't come loose. Because as things move, that's when those nuts and bolts start working loose. And that's, you know, you don't want to have a situation where you're out riding and for some reason one of the nuts comes loose, a bolt falls out, and then you either damage something, or even worse, if it's like a steering component, a nut comes loose, you know, then you come into a corner and you can't steer. So it's just a nice, I like to say insurance policy on making sure I don't have any issues. Another in-season maintenance, you know, you have to check your chain, check your track. You know, both of them are pretty easy adjustments. So make sure those are within the guidelines on in your owner's manual. It'll explain how to adjust, how to do those changes. So you check those and then making sure you have the sled full of oil and gas, and that's pretty much it. So there's very little maintenance that you have to do to go out trail riding and have a good time.
Let's make sure we know how people can keep tabs on you. How can people follow your content? How can people find out more about you and just know what you're up to?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we started a YouTube channel. So we got the La Valley YouTube channel, Live in La Valley, which we're always doing stuff on our snowmobiles there. Levi_LaValley, LaValleE. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and we're always doing something snowmobiling. So I'm always available to help people. If you got snowmobiling questions, direct message me on Instagram or on our YouTube page. Just ask, like, hey, what do I do in this situation? What kind of sled? You know, I tell a lot of people about sleds, because there's a lot of like really good sleds that are purpose built for different applications, for different riding styles, different conditions. And, you know, I'm fortunate enough to have many of them, so I can tell you exactly what sled is right for the kind of riding you do. And like I said earlier, you know, having the right sled for your riding style and the conditions you ride in can really make a difference between having a good experience and having a great experience.
Levi, thank you so much for the knowledge. We really appreciate it. Thanks for taking some time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I mean, like I said, I'm always always game to help people out snowmobiling. This is my passion. So if you have any questions or you have any thoughts, hit me up on my social media and I'll gladly help you out.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
A huge thanks to Levi for the time and knowledge. And a huge thanks to all of you for listening. If you like what you've heard, please consider leaving us a 5-star review and telling your friends to subscribe wherever they get their podcasts. If you want to follow Levi, you can find links to his social media channels in the description of this episode. Until next time, this has been the Polaris Podcast.
Hi, you've reached Joe. Sorry I missed your call. Please leave me your name, your number, and a short message, and I'll get right back to you. Thanks, and have a great day.
Straight to voicemail. Okay, Joe, you need to tell them that the Polaris Help Center is their first stop for vehicle information, maintenance tips, and how-to videos. All they have to do is look for the Help button in the upper right-hand corner of any Polaris brand website. They also need to remember that all riders should always wear helmets, eye protection, and protective clothing and footwear. Read, understand, and follow their owner's manual. Never ride under the influence of drugs or alcohol. And always ride within the limit of your own abilities and never engage in stunt or exhibition driving. Next time, answer your phone. Okay, bye.